U.S. President Barack Obama and French President Nicolas Sarkozy yesterday pledged to work together to address currency and other imbalances in the world economy as nations struggle to recover from the global financial crisis. Charles Collins has this report.
The Washington meeting between the two world leaders comes as France holds the presidency of the Group of Eight Industrialized Economies and the larger Group of 20 leading rich and developing nations. In his turn at the helm of the G20, Nicolas Sarkozy is looking to push for changes that would keep the global monetary system from relying so heavily on the dollar as the world's reserve currency. Though he has not proposed specifics about his plans, Obama and Sarkozy also discussed the war in Afghanistan, Middle East peace prospects, and sanctions on Iran. Obama said he brought up two pressing issues in Africa, fallout over the contested election in Ivory Coast, a former French colony, and the independence referendum in South Sudan. The U.S. president said the two nations have similar goals.
With the French in the lead, both at the G8 and the G20 this year, we discussed how we can coordinate our agendas to make sure that we are as productive as possible in delivering the kinds of reforms and follow through that will result in prosperity for peoples around the globe.
The leaders also expressed sympathy for recent national tragedies. President Sarkozy for the shooting rampage in Tucson, Arizona, and President Obama for a terrorist kidnapping in Niger that led to the deaths of two French hostages. I'm Charles Collins.